Angela Sloan is an investment advisor and representative of Sloan Financial Group, LLC. Investment and advisory services are offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC. MAS is a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC. MAS and Sloan Financial are not affiliated companies.
It's time for The Retirement Architect with Angela Sloan of Sloan Financial Group. This is the show for you. If you're a retiree or approaching retirement and you want to make sure your financial plan has a solid foundation, get ready to learn how to design your own retirement blueprint. Here's Angela.
Hi, everyone. This is Angela Sloan from Sloan Financial Group, and I'm the Retirement Architect. If you are in retirement or maybe you're thinking about retirement, this program's for you. With offices in Charlotte and Clover, we're a convenient resource to help you design a plan to make the most of your retirement years. And I hope you'll stay with me for the next 30 minutes because I'm going to talk about some of the challenges of today's retirement and the things we can do to help ensure that your retirement is a happy one. In fact, I'm going to call this radio show today Frequently Asked Questions, because I have some frequently asked questions that came to my mind that are asked of me. And then we're going to talk about the frequently asked questions about inheritance IQ. So let's get started with questions that I hear people ask me a lot, my frequently asked questions. And one of them is, what's the messiest financial situation that I've ever helped somebody navigate? And I have to say, many situations come to mind, and almost all of them, it has to do with someone in the family inheriting that has a special need, like a child born with Down syndrome. And it doesn't have to be as severe as a child born with Down syndrome. For instance, if you have a family member that's on Medicaid, that's a special need, because if they inherit a big lump sum of money, that means that Medicaid's probably going to take that lump sum. They're going to cut off their Medicaid benefits until they have spent that money down. So there's a lot of different types of special needs situations, and almost every one of them are different. And if you have someone in your family that might be special needs, and like I said, it can be as simple as somebody just receiving Medicaid benefits, or somebody that you foresee, gee, by the time I die, they will be on Medicaid. This is something we need to sit down and talk about, because that can be a very messy situation. So if this fits you, give us a call. It's 803-222-2892. Just give us a call. Another question that I hear a lot is, you know, what's the biggest mistake that I made early in my career that I had to learn from? And I have to say that it was Black Monday, October of 87. I was doing everything by the books. And you got to understand, this was in the 80s. And I was told that if I did everything by the books, that my clients wouldn't lose money. And I was young and dumb. And, you know, we were told with all of the bells and whistles put into place that, you know, 1929 just could not ever happen again. And October of 87, I learned that that wasn't true. And that set me out on a mission, because when I saw my clients, especially my older clients, lose money, it really upset me. Because understand, I'm in my 20s. I'd never seen anything bad happen in the stock market, and I had been taught that that could never happen again, and it did. So it put me on a mission to find a way to mitigate that, to make sure that that didn't happen to my clients again. And thankfully, you know, we've come up with solutions for that. And my job is to make sure that that doesn't happen to my clients again. Now, granted, I can't control the market, but I can control what happens to my clients. Another question that I hear a lot is, what's the most challenging client personality that I've ever had to deal with, and how I eventually learned to work with them? And I can tell you without a doubt, it's that engineer. Maybe they work as an engineer, maybe they just have the engineering kind of mind, but we know how engineers' minds work, right? They want to know how everything works. They want to piece it together. They want to pull it apart and put it back together. And it used to be, you know, early in my career, I saw the engineer as a threat because they were challenging me. And what I learned to do is embrace my engineers, because I felt like they were trying to prove me wrong, when in fact they wound up proving me right. So every time that type personality comes into my office, I welcome them with open arms, because I look at that as my checkup. If I'm doing something where the numbers don't add up, I want somebody to tell me. I need somebody to tell me that. And the engineer is the one to do that. And if he's checking all my numbers and all my charts and all my graphs, and he comes back and says, gee, you know what? You're right. That's a checkup for me. So I'll welcome my engineering personalities. And then I hear a lot, you know, what's the luckiest thing that I've ever seen happen to someone financially speaking? And I have to say it's my lottery winners. I mean, how lucky can you get, right? Or those that come into a big lump sum of money all of a sudden. Those are financial gains. And financially speaking, that's, you know, that's enormous. But another one that's really not financially speaking is I've had clients recently find out that they had children that they never knew existed and how excited they were. So, you know, there's a lot of things that I see happen to people that I feel is very, it makes them very, very lucky. The lottery winners, you know, they definitely need help because of the tax planning and whatnot, but you really can't get much luckier financially than the lottery. And then I've had, say, people ask, you know, what's the maddest that you've ever been in your job? What's the thing that I've seen that has really made me angry? And I have to say, it's one lady really comes to mind. She lived here. Her only two heirs were two nephews in California. I told her that she needed to draw up a trust and have her house and her assets titled to the trust so that her two nephews would not have to go through probate all the way from California. She did this, and then we could not get the attorney. For 2 years, we tried to get the attorney to put the house in the trust, and he just would not do it. He couldn't get around to it. He hadn't had time to do it. And, you know, it became pretty evident he was trying to put her off because he knew her only two nephews were in California, and he was going to make sure that he was going to be needed. And finally, we wound up going to a different attorney and getting the deed done to title the house over to her revocable living trust. The same attorney had also sent her to a broker at one of the large banks, and he had worked with this broker to tie her money up. She's an 80-year-old widow. When he liquidated the account to put it where he put it, it created a humongous tax burden on her. And when I confronted the attorney about this, he said, well, you know, she has a house that's paid for. She can always take out a home equity loan, which absolutely infuriated me. He's telling an 80-year-old woman that she needs to take out a mortgage to pay the taxes on a situation that he caused. You know, I can't think of a time that I've been more angry, and I've seen this kind of thing over and over and over. So those kind of things really, really, really make me angry. The good part is we were able to get that fixed before she died, and guess what? She died at 101. So she lived a good long time. She fooled us all, including the attorney. We're going to take a quick break, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
Attention, business owners. Permanently and dramatically reduce your personal income taxes by 20 to 40% this year and for years to come. In America, there are two tax systems, one for the informed and one for the uninformed. Both are legal. Call Tax Law Solutions today to find out if you're paying too much. Call 787-200-3359. That's 787-200-3359 or online at taxlawsolutions.net.
Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. That's from the book of Matthew, of course. We've all learned the importance of having a strong foundation. Without one, everything else crumbles. Keep listening to The Retirement Architect to learn how to build a strong retirement plan. Here's your host, Angela Sloan.
And welcome back. This is Angela Sloan, the Retirement Architect. And today we're talking about how to build a plan that will help you get the most out of your retirement. So I wanted to do the second segment on the inheritance frequently asked questions that I get. So I'm going to test your inheritance IQ. One question that I get a lot is, should mom sign her house over to me before she dies to avoid having the house as part of the estate? And I can tell you, every situation is different, but as a rule of thumb, you have to take into mind the tax consequences. Should mom sign her house over to you before she passes away, then you have to assume her cost basis when you sell the house, which could put a tremendous capital gains tax on you, bearing in mind that it looks like the capital gains tax is going to go up in the future. If you wait and inherit mom's house, your cost basis is the value of the house the day you inherit it. And it's important to get a good appraisal when mom dies. So there's a huge tax advantage to you inheriting the house versus her giving the house to you prior to her death. You can avoid the probate issue by having it put into a revocable living trust. Now, you're worried about it being put in as part of the estate, and there are solutions for this too. So if this is a question that you've had, bear in mind, every situation is going to be a little bit different. Give us a call. It's 803-222-2892. Identify yourself as a radio listener. We never, ever charge a fee for our radio listeners who call in with questions. So please just give us a call if any of these situations apply to you. Another question that I get is, my dad left me several hundred shares of Johnson & Johnson stock when he died last month. How do I calculate the taxes that I'll owe if I cash these shares out? Well, just as I was saying in question number one, he left you the shares at the time of his death. So you take the value of the shares when you inherit them. That's your cost basis. So if they're $10 a share and you sell them at $11 a share, you have a $1 capital gain per share. If you inherit them at $10 a share and you sell them for $9 a share, you can actually take a $1 per share loss on your tax return. So it's very important that you know the value of these type assets, whether it's a house, whether it's stock, at the time of death. If it's real estate, it's always good to get an appraisal. A third question that I get a lot is, my husband and I have been married for about 6 years and he died a few months ago. He had a life insurance policy, but never had updated the beneficiary. So it still lists his ex-wife, and I know that he would have wanted the money to go to me. So how do I get that updated? Well, unfortunately, you said that he died a few months ago, and the fact that he has already died means that there is nothing you can do to fix the situation. And I've seen this happen many times. I've seen it happen where 401k plans are concerned and IRAs are concerned, as well as life insurance. And once that person dies, it is what it is. And it is so, so, so important to check your beneficiaries and make sure that your beneficiaries are where you want them. They're who you want them to be. So many times people go through divorces or a spouse passes away, and beneficiaries are not updated. I'm working with a situation right now where there was no contingent beneficiaries named, and mom and dad died within about a month of each other, and they were beneficiaries on each 401k. They had one child, and now both 401ks pay out 100% to each of the estates, which means that the child is going to have to pay taxes on them all in 1 year. It is so, so important to make sure that your beneficiary information is updated and that your contingent beneficiaries are put in place. So many times the contingent beneficiary is just overlooked. They never name one. If this describes you, please give us a call. It's 803-222-2892, and I can help you navigate this. You know, this sometimes you may not know what to do, and sometimes just talking it out helps you get a clearer picture of what you need to do. Another one that I get quite a bit is that my six siblings and I recently inherited 100 acres of family land. I think I'm the only one who wants to keep it in the family, and the rest of them would rather sell it and get the cash. Would it be unwise of me to buy them out so that I can have control of the property until I decide what to do with it? And, you know, it depends on whether or not you can work out a deal. If it's something that you really, really want and it's near and dear to you, then I'd be trying to work it out. It also depends on the location of the property, what the property might be worth in the future, and what kind of burden it's going to put on you financially to buy the others out. So there's a great big question mark here as to what would be the best thing to do. And again, we can help you navigate this. We can help you come to conclusions on this type of situation. Give us a call. Like I said, 803-222-2892, and we'll be glad to help you. And then another question that I get, you know, parents left a significant amount of money, which is still managed by their financial advisor. And they really love this guy. So I don't necessarily want to move the money away from him, but I really like my advisor too. Is it a bad idea to have two separate financial advisors? Well, communication is usually a problem here. And, you know, you stop and think, you've got two financial advisors now, and you have an attorney that does your estate documents, and you have the person who does your taxes, right? When do they ever talk to each other about you? Rarely. Usually when those people are talking to each other, it's usually because something fell through the cracks and went wrong, or somebody died, or something bad's happened. So they really don't talk to each other, and that should scare you to death. Now you've thrown a second advisor in here to have to communicate as well. So it's really hard for one advisor to know what the other advisor is doing, first of all, and it's hard for you to know and compare what the two are doing. And sometimes they put you through the same set of questions for risk tolerance, and one don't know what the other one's doing, and you think you're diversified because you have two advisors and they've got you in different types of funds or whatever. And then you find out, gee, I really wasn't diversified. I was scattered, you know. So if this is a situation for you, please, if any of these fit you, give us a call. It's 803-222-2892. You can also email us at info@sloanfinancial.net. We're going to take a quick break, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
Someone might try to sell you a home by slapping a new coat of paint on the exterior and drawing your attention to a nice living room inside. But what they might be hiding is that ugly and dangerous crack in the foundation on the side of the house. Unfortunately, you see tactics like this in the financial world. Advisors try to sell you the shiny object and ignore the cracks that might be hiding in the foundation of your financial plan. So turn to the retirement architect, Angela Sloan, to help you build a solid foundation for your financial plan. You'll feel better about what's ahead in retirement once that plan is in place. Call 803-222-2892. That's 803-222-2892.
In the construction world, architects use all sorts of gadgets when designing a building. They look for just the right tool to complete the job. Your retirement architect host, Angela Sloan, has lots of tools at her disposal too. Keep listening to find out how she designs the perfect plan.
And welcome back. This is Angela Sloan, the retirement architect. If you're in retirement or just thinking about retirement, then this program's for you. And with offices in Charlotte and Clover, we're a convenient resource to help you design a plan to make the most of your retirement years. You know, I want to go in and talk about life insurance. And most people would say that life insurance is one of the most boring topics that we could possibly discuss. Nobody likes talking about life insurance. Nobody likes paying for life insurance. But everybody likes what it does. But, you know, there's many reasons to buy life insurance. And I'm going to go into six of those reasons today. And we're going to explore if that should be part of your retirement plan. So let's talk about income replacement. That's the top number one reason. Everybody understands that using life insurance to replace someone's income if they die unexpectedly. But many people fail to see the importance of replacing income of a retired person. You know, it's easy to understand that, gee, you know, when I'm young and I have young children, I'm responsible for my paycheck, whether I'm living or dead, until those children are 18 years old. But in retirement, you need to understand when a spouse dies, when someone dies, there's going to be an income loss. We know for a fact one Social Security check is going to go away. So the smaller Social Security check is gone. And sometimes pensions go away. So if there's a pension in place, that's going to go away, maybe, most times. So we need to understand what income is going to go away when one of you die and how that income is going to be replaced. Sometimes it's through life insurance and sometimes it isn't, but there needs to be a plan in place. The second reason to use life insurance is for estate liquidity. So beneficiaries of an estate, especially one that has a lot of real estate, will often have a lot of taxes that they're responsible for, and life insurance can help cover those bills. So estate liquidity might be another reason that you need life insurance. Another reason to go ahead and get life insurance is trying to lock in a low premium. You know, premiums are only going to increase as you get older. Every time you blow out those birthday candles, your life insurance rates just went up. Another reason is if you get sick, premiums could cost you even more. Or it might be an illness that you can't get life insurance at all. You know, you might want to look at going ahead and getting it while you know you can get it, while you're healthy enough to get it. And sometimes it makes sense to go ahead and get a policy in place while the premiums are more affordable, even if you're not sure yet whether or not you're going to need it. because you can always cancel it down the road. And then that brings us into the type of life insurance that you might need, which that's a whole nother topic. The fourth reason is transferring family wealth. You know why the rich get rich and they leave their children rich? 9 times out of 10, it involves life insurance. So it allows you to leave more money to your beneficiary in a very tax efficient way, and in a way that we can be confident will always be tax efficient no matter what changes with the estate tax laws. Life insurance proceeds pays out completely tax free. So it's a great way to transfer wealth to your family. Another reason for life insurance is business succession. If you own a small business, the succession plan might include a buy-sell agreement that requires someone to purchase life insurance in order to buy the other person's spouse out should they die. So it gives the spouse protection that they're not going to suddenly inherit half of a company that they don't know how to run or don't know what's going on and they're dependent on somebody else. So it's used a lot in business succession. Another reason, reason number 6, which is my reason, is for income, is tax-free income. So those who are high income earners who can't contribute to a Roth IRA, a cash value policy can provide a way to save and invest for a tax-free income down the road. I'm working in a plan right now. I've got several of these in place, but I'm working on one right now where I will pay in roughly $200,000, and it's going to pay back to me or my family, or a combination of the two, depending on how long I live, over $1 million. So it's going to pay out right at $1.3 million, regardless of how long I live. It's just, who's it going to pay to, me or my heirs or a combination of? Either way, it's going to be tax-free. I kind of like that plan. And then last but not least, number 7, is some people buy life insurance because it can help with long-term care coverage using some of the newer policies that are out today. So the policies that we can get today has an accelerated death benefit, meaning you can use the death benefit prior to death for healthcare expenses. So if you needed long-term care, you can use it for your long-term care. But if you drop dead of a heart attack or you get hit by a truck and you didn't need long-term care, it pays out as a tax-free benefit to your beneficiaries. This way, you know somebody in your family is going to get the benefit of the money that you're spending to cover your long-term care needs. And I kind of like that idea. So I'm going to take a quick break. But if I've touched on anything that applies to you that you have questions on or you feel like you need to work out, please give us a call. It's 803-222-2892. Or you can email us at info@sloanfinancial.net. Again, don't go away. We'll be right back.
You don't have to have built a house to know the importance of a blueprint. From floor to ceiling, drywall to plumbing, you have to follow up on every detail. And you look for an architect to work with who has a solid track record of success and someone who cares about your ideas and safety. Because you're building more than a house, you're building a future, and your retirement plan should be treated the same way. You need a financial architect to consider all the details and keep your safety and dreams in mind when designing a plan for you. Call Angela Sloan and her team at Sloan Financial Group to get your own financial blueprint. Call 803-222-2892. That's 803-222-2892.
Frederick Law Olmsted is famous for designing Central Park and the grounds of the Biltmore Estate. His attention to detail has taken the breath away of many visitors over the years. Keep listening to Angela Sloan, your retirement architect. She'll take your breath away too when you hear about the retirement plan she has in store for you.
And welcome back. This is Angela Sloan, the retirement architect. Now I'm going to go into one of my favorite parts of the show, which is where I answer questions that you folks have sent us through email or phone calls, whatever. And the first one came from Anthony in Fort Mill. He said he's an over-the-road truck driver. I'm currently a W-2 employee, but my company has given me the option of moving to independent contractor status. This would mean I would be able to earn a lot more, but I need to lease or buy a truck, and I'd lose access to the company's 401k plan. Do you think it's worth making this change? Anthony, the $64,000 question there is, you said you would be able to earn a lot more, but how much more? Because a lot of times in this type of situation, you'll wind up getting a 1099 for a lot more than your W-2, but by the time you look at all of the extra expenses, you wind up with a lot less. So I would really have to see firm numbers. I would have to see your last tax return filed, and then I'd have to see what exactly they're offering you when you say that you would be able to earn a lot more, because leasing and buying a truck is only part of the equation, because now you have all the maintenance on that truck, and you have to pay both your share and the employer's share of the Social Security and Medicare tax, which can be substantial. So I need to see numbers before I can tell you which would be the better way for you to go. I can tell you that a lot of times I see it not to be advantageous to be the contractor, but to stay the employee. This is something that you really need somebody who knows what they're doing on the tax end to help you navigate this, and we're the ones to do that. So, you know, give us a call. It's 803-222-2892, and let us help you walk through this. Again, I'm going to need to see your 401k statement, the last tax return filed, and how much they're offering you as an independent contractor, and then we need to explore what it's going to cost you to lease or buy a truck. Let's go to Marina in Lake Wylie, no pun intended. She says, my husband and I have separate bank accounts, so I really don't have a clear picture of what he spends money on, and I guess he's in the dark about my spending habits. What's the best way for us to get a retirement plan together so that both of our spending needs can be met? We've always had similar salaries, but in retirement, he's going to have a big pension, and I won't have one at all. And this is where financial planning is absolutely crucial. Going into retirement and then finding out these things is not the way to do it. In my financial planning system, I want you to bring in, Marina, your expenses. I want your husband to bring in his expenses, and then we're going to put in what his pension's going to be, what inflation factors we need to factor in. We need to see the big picture, and you're going to have to do this planning together, okay? It's very important that you understand. Doesn't mean you can't still have your separate checking accounts, but the overall planning you really need to do together. And then we need to look and see what's going to happen with his pension should he die. Do you get half of it? Do you get 100%? These are decisions that's so important that you make the right decision when the time comes, because it's irreversible. So hopefully he has not made that pension decision yet, and we have time to work these numbers to see what is going to be the best way for him to take that pension. So Maria, you really need to give us a call so we can help you navigate this. Simon in York says he's retiring soon, and he's worried about the fact that nearly all of his money is in 401ks and IRAs. Is there anything I can do to lessen the tax burden? Well, you know, those qualified plans like your 401ks, IRAs, 403bs, when they first came out, they were a really nice idea. Because we thought, gee, you know, when we were told when we get to retirement, we'll be in a lower tax bracket. Well, guess what? That didn't happen. We are not in lower tax brackets, and taxes are only going to get worse. And if you can go to thedebtclock.org and you can see the debt just ticking away, and you think taxes are ever going to go down, you're crazy. Sorry. No other way to say it. Taxes are definitely going to go up. We can look at doing some Roth conversion. So in other words, you might pay taxes now, but you pay taxes now and no more when you do the Roth conversion. So you can have a big, ugly, hairy tax year, or maybe we plan it to where you convert some over a period of time for several years and get some of it converted. And that can absolutely lessen the tax burden. So I need to see, like I said, last tax returns filed. I need to see your 401k and IRA statements so that we can work and see what's going to be the best thing for you to do moving forward. And if you don't address this now, guess what? When one of you pass away, if you're married and one of you pass away, the other one is now filing a single tax return, and their tax burden just got worse. So please, now's the time to be planning this. Folks, we're almost out of time, and I do want to put the invitation out there to my radio listeners. If I've touched on anything that concerns you, please, please give us a call. It's 803-222-2892, or you can contact us at info@sloanfinancial.net. With an office in Charlotte and one in Clover, we're convenient to most anyone who's listening today. So if you have a question, you want to call us, you can email us, you can set up an appointment, bring your documents in, and let me help you try to navigate through whatever your situation is. And remember, everybody's situation is different. For every Fanny that sits in a chair in my office is a different situation. There are no cookie cutter answers out there. And if anybody ever tells you there are, get up and run, please. And again, thank you so much for listening. This has been Angela Sloan with the Retirement Architect.